In the Middle East today, a rare moment of relative calm. The West Bank was mostly quiet as the Israeli army began to reposition its tanks and troops, part of what it says will be a withdrawal from the biggest Palestinian cities by Sunday. Israeli troops are now out of Jenin, scene of the bloodiest fighting in the three-week campaign, but those troops remain on the outskirts of the city. At the same time, violence broke out today in the Gaza Strip, which has been quiet during the war for the West Bank. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
First this morning, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a car at a road crossing in Gaza, according to the Israeli army. Two Israeli soldiers were slightly injured. The bomber died. After that, Israeli troops moved into Palestinian-controlled territory near Gaza's southern border with Egypt. Palestinians opened fire. Israeli soldiers fired back, killing three civilians, according to Palestinian doctors. In another incident, two Palestinians were shot dead when they tried to infiltrate an Israeli settlement. Afterwards, thousands marched in Gaza City in funerals for the dead. Meanwhile, the Israeli government says it has withdrawn all its forces from Jenin, but those same forces have taken up positions surrounding the city, and Palestinians are still prohibited from moving in and out of Jenin. Last night, Israeli troops moved once again into the West Bank town of Qalqilia, a town they had occupied earlier and abandoned. All of this prompted impatient words from Saab Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator.
I'm sick and tired of this boring game. Israel leaves Jenin, Israel back in Qalqilia, leaves Qalqilia back in Tulkarem, leaves Tulkarem back in Nablus, so on and so on. As a matter of fact, all what we hear about this withdrawal is just a sham. Israel had resumed the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Sharon is turning each town, village, and refugee camp now into a big prison with buffer zones around it. And I don't think this is the immediate withdrawal the Americans talked about before President Bush changed his mind.
Israeli leaders say the army will be out of the West Bank's largest city, Nablus, by Sunday morning. But a visit to the city for several hours this afternoon found no evidence the Israeli army is getting ready to pull out. Tanks still control the main roads into Nablus and are stationed at key points near the center and the city's three refugee camps. A curfew is still in effect, and nearly all of Nablus's 180,000 inhabitants remain indoors. Israeli government officials deny Palestinian charges that hundreds of civilians were killed in the bombardment of the Jenin refugee camp. But some Israeli leaders have begun to speak out against Prime Minister Sharon's offensive. Yossi Beilon, the former Labor Party foreign minister, said Israel has failed to live up to its responsibilities to protect civilians in territories it has occupied.
Israel is paying a very high price internationally for this operation. And it is our role to defend the citizens, even if they are used by terrorists. It is our role even to sacrifice our lives in order to assure that these innocent people will not die. As long as we are there in the territories, as long as we are occupying the territories, we cannot be indifferent to the destiny of the civilians on the territories.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said he gave a timetable for Israeli withdrawal to Secretary of State Colin Powell. So far, it looks more like it will be a pullback, not a pullout, and Israel will remain effectively in control of the cities it has occupied for the past 3 weeks. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.